This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The type of memory loss that occurs as we age can be scary and frustrating. On occasions, it can signify something much more serious. Sherry was a private corporate jet pilot until she retired about 5 years ago. Since then, she's become forgetful, losing her keys, forgetting where she parked her car in a large parking lot, and having a hard time remembering colleagues' names. Still, she's completely able to function normally and at a high level, but she thinks she should get an MRI scan to be sure there are no problems. Well, most experts agree that significant memory changes do deserve a careful medical evaluation. The evaluation takes time and experience. A misdiagnosis can provide false reassurance that everything is fine, or it can identify a serious problem that just doesn't exist. Of course, what we're all afraid of is dementia, some types of which are treatable, but most are not. It is not clear that there are any benefits of predicting dementia in older people who have no symptoms. Perhaps if a person could be diagnosed with a non-curable form of dementia, such as Alzheimer's-type dementia, there might be some benefits to the person and their family. They could talk about future plans, make decisions about living accommodations, and discuss other health topics. Now, remember, there are no early effective treatments, and there's little data about preventing further decline. Where things get controversial is around early detection and screening using brain scans and lab tests. Early detection, say before memory changes become recognizable to the person or their loved one, can destroy a person's life, and it can lead to depression and hopelessness. So the debate is really around whether a diagnosis should be made as early as possible or only when it becomes clinically evident. Testing for dementia is not a one-size-fits-all type workup. Balanced and understanding discussions need to occur that define what predictive testing means and how to interpret a positive and a negative result. Two common tests, MRI scans and spinal fluid, are expensive and add little, if anything, to the information that we can collect from interacting with the patient. In one study published in the BMJ, researchers looked at whether an MRI can predict dementia in a population of about 1,700 people, all of whom were older than 65 and had no symptoms. After the group was followed for 10 years, the researchers showed the scans detected early dementia in about 7% of the population, but it was no better than other low-tech tools that were based on doctor-patient interactions. Using MRIs to look for dementia is yet another example of when we need to be careful that the urge for expensive technology and pretty pictures and unrealistic expectations just don't get ahead of the science. To date, there is no benefit of screening for dementia in otherwise healthy people. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.